Welcome to the latest edition of our Corporate Law Update, where we dive into the significant regulatory changes shaping India's business landscape. Today, we're covering pivotal updates across the space sector, competition law, securities market, direct listing provisions, and investments in alternative investment funds. Let's begin. First up, India opens space sector for foreign investment. The Indian government has recently amended its foreign direct investment policy to welcome foreign participation in the space sector. This landmark move defines three categories of space activities with varying foreign investment limits, aiming to bolster India's prowess in satellite manufacturing, launch services, and more. It's a giant leap towards enhancing private sector involvement and leveraging global partnerships for space exploration and utilization. Moving on to competition law updates. The Competition Commission of India has made key revisions to the asset and turnover thresholds under the Indian Competition Act. These changes, aimed at fostering a more competitive market, involve updates to the de minimis target exemption and thresholds for notifying combinations under Section 5. The amendments are expected to streamline the approval processes for mergers and acquisitions, facilitating easier compliance and encouraging market dynamics conducive to growth and innovation. In securities market news, the Securities and Exchange Board of India, CBI, introduces new guidelines for the submission of draft offer documents. This move targets improving the quality and efficiency of public and rights issues documentation. By emphasizing clarity, conciseness, and transparency, SEBI aims to protect investors and enhance the integrity of India's securities market. These guidelines reflect SEBI's commitment to fostering a fair and efficient market, promoting investor confidence. Next, we discuss new rules for direct listing under the Companies Act amendments. The Ministry of Corporate Affairs has laid down a framework allowing Indian companies to list their securities in foreign jurisdictions, notably in GIFT City's International Financial Services Centre. This initiative opens up new avenues for Indian enterprises to access global capital markets, promising to elevate their valuation and broaden investor bases. It's a strategic step towards integrating India's business ecosystem with the global market, providing more opportunities for growth and international collaboration. Lastly, an update from the Reserve Bank of India clarifies regulations surrounding investments in alternative investment funds, AIFs. Addressing feedback from foreign investors and regulated entities, the RBI has refined its guidelines to encourage investments while ensuring market stability and integrity. These clarifications aim to foster a more attractive investment environment in India, supporting the flow of funds into innovative and growth-oriented sectors. That concludes our roundup of the latest in corporate law in India. These updates mark significant strides in enhancing India's competitive edge and investment attractiveness on the global stage. Stay tuned for more insights and developments in our next edition.